Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme next Talita, who is an assistant spa manager from the Ahado Heights in Killarney, the Ahado Heights beautiful five-star hotel in Killarney. And Talita is here to tell us about a very interesting set of treatments or how they have, you might say, adjusted and adapted their treatments in the spa at Ahado Heights to suit people going through cancer journeys. Talita, you're very welcome, first of all. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for the call. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to chat to you. Now, I've been out to Ahado Heights and it is, of course, a fabulous place with a lovely spa out there. But you've decided not so long ago that people who are going through cancer journeys, I mean, if ever you needed a bit of pampering, Talita, it's when you're feeling at your very lowest, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And especially, I mean, one in every two people in their lifetime will receive a diagnosis. So it's so important that we can open up our menu to really cater for everyone.
And what kind of things would somebody, we'll say, who's gone through chemo or whatever, what kind of adjustments would you have to make so that your treatments could work for them?
So the biggest part that I learned in the specialised training, and what we do is we really do an in-depth consultation, and it's not so much to learn about the cancer itself, but we just really want to understand how it has affected the individual guest and then what adaptations we might need to make to the treatment. You know, there's something that we can do for everybody, and I think that's what's really important to know. And we kind of take into consideration if we need to adjust maybe the positioning of the treatment or the pressure, things like that, just to make sure it's the most comfortable for everybody. And it will be different for everybody depending on what they're experiencing at the time.
Yeah, and I would imagine things like your skin could be more sensitive, you might be retaining water, you might have parts of your body maybe where you had cancer surgery that are very tender to touch, things like that, I'm guessing?
Exactly, yeah. And the training that we received, it really focuses on understanding how the treatments that you go through can affect the body, and then how us as spa therapists can safely adapt a treatment to give you the most out of it.
So I suppose you could probably enjoy most of the typical spa treatments without too much adjustment. I'd imagine, unless you had skin cancer on your face, for example, that most people going through cancer could probably have a facial pretty much in a straightforward way.
Exactly, yeah. And I know that. But we would always try and tailor it as well for what the guest really wants, you know, because a lot of people would be under the impression that it might only be a facial they can do. But that's not how we look at it, or that's not how we've been trained, you know. So if someone comes in and they want a body massage, the therapist can adjust it that they really get the best out of it. I mean, it might not be a deep tissue, but a deep tissue is not always the best thing for the guest. We want to make sure that they feel cared for and supported, and that we're able to give the best possible treatment then. But yeah, so with our treatment menu, the guest can choose what they would like from the treatment menu, and it would be booked in the same way, and we would just adjust it once we've had our consultation in the room.
And you mentioned there about specialist training, Talita. You teamed up with Recovery Haven and consulted them on how to prepare these how to adjust and adapt these treatments. Is that right?
I did indeed, yeah. So because it's a specialised training and it requires a certification, I really wanted to reach out to the local people. So I got in touch with Gemma from Recovery Haven, and she kindly put it out if any guests wanted to enjoy some treatments. And I was able to offer some guests to be part of my case study and to receive treatments in the spa at Ahado with the hotel's compliments. So I was very grateful to both the hotel to give me the opportunity, and also those guests to allow me to train with them.
And what was the feedback like from them? I bet they loved it.
They did, yeah. The biggest surprise for me was that they told me how it was great to feel normal, you know, and that broke my heart, that people felt that, you know, they couldn't be getting treatments or that they couldn't go with their friends to enjoy a spa day, you know, like everybody wants to do. And that's what I'd really like to change, that people know that they, if they come to AHADO, that they will be supported and cared for, no matter if they're in treatment or in recovery.
And I guess it's only a matter of maybe making a phone call to yourself or one of your colleagues, Talita, and just outlining what kind of cancer treatment you've been going through and what treatment you'd like and how it might be adapted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the consultation that we do is always in person, because over the phone, I don't really need the guest to tell me everything. All I would ask is when creating the booking, just to explain that you're, you know, undergoing or in recovery from cancer treatment. And that's all we really need to know at that initial process. Everything else will be done in the room, you know.
And you can have these nice relaxing treatments. Is it at the end of your treatment, or if you're going through a course of chemo or whatever, can you pop in and have a treatment done in the middle of it?
Absolutely. So it all depends, like I said, on the guest. Now, if somebody is currently undergoing radiation or chemotherapy, and for example, if it was on a weekly basis, I would want to just double check with the person what day are they feeling the best. You know, I wouldn't like to do it, for example, the day after they've had the treatment or the day before. But, you know, if they to have it maybe 2 or 3 days before their next session, just that they're nice and relaxed going into their next treatment for their medical care.
Yeah. And you know what? It'd be lovely to have something like that to look forward to, because I know from speaking to people who've gone through chemo and radio and things like that, that, you know, it really takes its toll on you, and it can be an awful time. It can be hard on the body and hard on the mind. And even just knowing, you know what, I could go off to AHADO Heights now and have a bit of pampering after this, that would be something that would keep your spirits up, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'd like, is for guests to have the confidence in us that we will be able to look after them. And it's just a nice thing, I suppose, when you're going through treatment, that everything is very medical. And it's not that we're trying to take over that in any way. It's a holistic approach to kind of work with your medical treatment, you know, just to kind of have that gentle, nice touch.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds fabulous. Talita, listen, we let you go, but obviously if anybody wants to find out more, I know this is on the AHADO Heights website if people want to check it out.
Absolutely, yeah. Just give us a call or send us an email and we'll be sure to get back to you.
Yeah. Well, look, well done to everybody and yourself in particular at AHADO Heights for just thinking of all those women out there and the men as well, because I know men like a bit of pampering too, who are going through a cancer journey. It's nice that they're being thought about and catered for in this way. So kudos to you all at AHADO Heights.
Yes, thank you. And I'm very proud to work for the hotel. So thank you for giving us the time to talk to the people at Kerry today.
Great stuff. My pleasure, Talita. All the best. That is Talita there, Assistant Spa Manager from AHADO Heights Hotel in Killarney, talking to us about the introduction of specialised treatments for cancer patients. So you can enjoy all the facilities and the usual type of treatments that you would enjoy at a spa, the pampering, the facials and pedicures and all of that, but specially adjusted to suit any specific needs you might have because of the treatment you're going through or have been through. So I think it's very forward thinking of AHADO Heights, because as Talita said, a lot of people will go through a cancer journey at one point or other in their lives, and it is the very one time in your life that you could really, really do with a little bit of extra pampering. Now, we're going to change the subject completely when we come back after the break. We're going to talk a bit about maths and the fact that the Junior Cert and Leaving Cert exams are coming up soon. And if there's one subject that always causes stress for students in the weeks coming up to those exams, it's maths. And we'll talk more about that.